However, the unprefix does compete for use against the Latin infrefix, both meaning not. For example, we have both unarguable and inarguable. We have the word uncivil and the word incivility. The un and in prefixes do not always have the same meaning. For example, the word pair, unformed, and informed have the same origin, but very different meanings. Unformed is not formed. Informed is to have the knowledge formed in oneself. New words created with these prefixes might not be easily recognized. In such cases, the prefix might get added with a hyphen. For example, the word un-American describes an American who opposes traditional American values. Also, there is inpatient, meaning a patient who stays in the hospital for treatment, as compared to outpatient. The hyphen is important to separate it from the word impatient, which has an unhyphenated prefix.